food writer Mark Bittman is a minimalist, a proponent of good food made simple. He talks with us from time to time about food and cooking. His easygoing approach is clear in the title of his big cookbook, How to Cook Everything. Now he's going mano a mano, or cleaver to cleaver, matching his straightforward techniques and flavors against the fancier concoctions of some of this country's top chefs. It's all in good fun, and it's all for a public television series, Bittman Takes on America's Chefs.
Today on How to Cook Everything, Bittman, a man who gets burned on the beach and at the stove, takes on the barefoot boy of barbecue, the big kahuna of the kitchen, Chris Schlesinger.
Chris Schlesinger owns the East Coast Grill in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He's joining us from Boston to do radio battle with Mark Bittman, who's with us from New York. Welcome to you both.
Thanks, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
And let's keep it civil.
We'll try.
Now, you two go way back, is that right, in the world of food and friendship?
I believe that our first encounter was actually a fight about food, but Chris may remember it differently.
No, I actually do remember it exactly that way.
How
it was,
so?
It was about 30 years ago, and I was working at a restaurant. I don't know if this is the same fight you're talking about, Mark, but I was working at a restaurant.
We've had many.
In Virginia Beach, cooking seafood, and Mark was a friend of my sister's and stopped by, you know, and so I was cooking dinner, so I cooked him some spaghetti or something, and I remember getting criticized by Mark about my spaghetti.
What was the criticism?
Well, I was much more arrogant then than I am now. I probably did criticize Chris's sauce. I would never do something like that these days.
Yeah. Now, the episode on the series with the two of you together revolves around grilling, and one difference is apparent right from the start. Chris, you're a diehard charcoal griller.
Well, if you're a professional chef, Melissa, and you don't have an attitude about something, people doubt that you're a professional. So I've chosen to have an attitude about the charcoal and gas.
Uh-huh, that's where you plant your flag.
Right.
And what's your argument there?
Well, I mean, for me, the difference between charcoal and gas is the main difference is that charcoal or wood burns a lot hotter than gas. And to me, the sear of the meat or the fish or whatever is at the heart of grilling. And that charcoal or wood will get you a lot quicker there than gas. And my secondary argument is more that I think grilling is fun. I mean, anytime you go out there and you have a chance of ruining your dinner, I think it makes it more exciting.
Living on the edge. Now, Mark, be a defender of the gas grill here. What do you think?
Well,
Chris
is right, of course. Wood is, in an ideal world, everybody would cook with wood charcoal. But it's not an ideal world. And in my world, the world of the home cook, almost everything we do is a compromise. You know, a gas grill, you go out there, you turn it on, it's ready in 10 minutes. You don't have to mess around. You're not going to ruin your dinner. And chefs have a lot more help. They have much more skill. They have much more time. I mean, Chris has spent probably 100 times as many hours in the kitchen as I have. And that's worth admitting. The rest of us who are not chefs generally want to get in and out as fast as we can. And whether it's lazy or being clever or whatever, that's sort of my thing.
Well, we watch you both do ribs on the grill. Chris, you do spare ribs.
Yes.
A big, big slab of meat. And Mark, you do baby back ribs. A smaller,
right.
Smaller rib. You're using the exact same spice rub.
Which it should be noted is Chris's spice rub, and it's the best.
Thank you, Mark.
A shout out to the spice rub. So, Chris, what's your technique, and how do you think it's superior to Mark's technique here?
Well, first of all, we use different cuts of meat. The cut of meat that I use is a pork spare rib, which comes from a different part of the spine from the loin ribs, which Mark uses. And in my method, it's necessary because of the connective tissues and the build of the meat be cooked for a long period of time over low heat, almost like a braise. And this produces what traditionally is known in places like Memphis and Kansas City as traditional barbecued spare ribs. And Mark is using a cut of meat that doesn't require the long cooking period, so it's done a lot more quickly.
And Chris, how long does yours take?
But we cook it 3 to 4 hours over low temperatures, and you have to feed the fire every 16-ounce can of beer is your timing method there.
That's the barometer?
Yeah, every time you finish a 16-ounce can, then you put a little bit more coals on.
And Mark,
Chris, don't you sometimes go to sleep while you're grilling?
The barbecue man never sleeps. Just sometimes has his hat down over his head and his eyes are closed.
Now, Mark, how long did your baby back ribs take?
Well, you know, about an hour. I mean, Chris's method is really fabulous, but it's a lot of work and it takes forever. by using a, you know, a cut of rib that's sort of guaranteed to be tender, you can shortcut it and do it in an hour or so. And by using the same spice rub and a piece of meat that's going to be tender almost no matter what you do to it, you can mimic the kind of results Chris gets. Having said that, and I'm happy to admit this stuff, there's nothing like Chris's ribs, but they take work, they take time, and they take some skill.
Well, when it got right down to it and you tasted them, Chris, you thought yours were better?
Different, but yeah, I mean, I think anything I cook is better than anything Mark cooks.
I thought they were better also. Having said that, I disagree with the second part of that statement.
Fair enough. So say we've been grilling with you in our theoretical world here out on the porch. What are we having for dessert, Chris?
Well, if you're using the grill, I think grilled fruit is great. Bananas and pineapples are great, and my particular favorite is grilled peaches.
Just put them right on there?
Well, you just maybe a little oil and put them on there. We do a dish, grilled peaches with balsamic glaze and blue cheese, which is really nice with a glass of port.
Mark, what about you?
That's sadly a little fancy there, Chris. Well, I have to say Chris turned me on to grilled fruit, and I tend to make a sugar syrup with maybe some ginger or something like that in it and brush it while it's grilling. But you can't do better than that. Having said that, I tend to serve ice cream for dessert almost exclusively because it's no work.
Chris, at one point in this show, you tease Mark about stealing a bunch of your techniques.
Well, I mean, that's kind of common with food journalists. Is that they, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble here. But, you know, food journalists look to the professional chef to get a lot of their ideas and kind of tailor them to the home cook.
And then they make a lot of money off of it.
Yeah, that's right. I think that there should be a fund where food writers like Mark should have to pay into a fund for chefs.
A tithe.
Yeah,
chefs.
Old chef's retirement home.
Chris and Mark, thanks very much.
Thank you for having us, Melissa.
Chris Schlesinger, owner of the East Coast Grill in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and Mark Bittman. His new series, How to Cook Everything, Bittman Takes on America's Chefs, is airing this spring on public television stations around the country. And you can find some of their recipes at our website, npr.org.